Welcome aboard, elevator enthusiasts and curious minds alike. You're tuned in to the Going Up Podcast, the ultimate destination for all things elevators. I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay, and I am joined by the dynamic duo of elevator aficionados, Bobby Haskett and Josh Anderson. Get ready for a joyous journey into the vertical world, where we'll be lifting the lid on elevator stories, chatting with industry experts, and exploring the cutting-edge innovations that keep us all moving on up. This is the Going Up Podcast, your weekly pass to the heights of elevator excitement.
Welcome to episode numero tres here of Going Up with Fabicab. We are so excited to have you back. We're so excited that you decided to click listen again. So thank you for being a part of this journey. We're here again with Josh Anderson, president co-founder, and Bobby Haskett, co-founder slash director of sales, handler of so many things. So, and I'm your host, Zara Shea Julay. So we are excited to dive into this week's episode. Now, like we said at the start of everything, we're going to be talking about things that are elevator specific, but we're also going to be talking about things that are generalized. And today's one of those episodes. This is, you don't have to be in any specific line of work or anything to be on board with this episode.
That's right.
Preach here louder for the ones in the back. So today we're going to be talking about business life and mindset that goes into that. Like, we know that's actually something we
it's deep. It's okay, deep in episode
hot.
Three.
Something hot. We get dirt. We dive in deep. But we've all three of us have worked at places where mindset was not on par, where the mindset was either, maybe it was toxic. You know, all of us have worked at places like that. And I would like to say, and this is even if Bobby and Josh are not on this call, that Fabicab is not toxic. Of course, every company has got its quirks, and it would be silly of us not to say that isn't true. But this is something that we are very, very conscious of. And Josh, as president of the company, is very conscious of. Bobby's co-founder, very conscious of mindset and what goes into it. Actually, I know for a fact that when Bobby is in his free time, Bobby doesn't watch TV shows. So in free time, Josh sits down with a bowl of cereal and watches The Office. Okay, yeah. So if you hear Office references, that's why.
Yeah.
And I also love The Office. Bobby, he watches two things, podcasts on YouTube and also like YouTube reels constantly. Yeah. And it's pretty much all motivational stuff. And he gets real excited about it sometimes. Like, guys, I want this thing from somewhere. I'm going to send you the link. He gets very excited
about it. Just
watch this.
It'll take 5 minutes.
Yeah. It'll take 5 minutes. It'll blow your... Oh, remember, he'll always go, blow your mind, man.
Blow your mind.
So we're very excited for this episode. There's going to be lots of really great content. Like I said, no matter what, where you work or what you do. And I'm gonna hand the hosting reins over to the one and only Josh Anderson, because I mean, Josh at the helm of all of this, mindset's so important. So I'm gonna let you take her away, and I'm gonna sit back and just be a part of this ride.
Okay, well, definitely be a part of it, because though I am now quote unquote leading the podcast, it's definitely more of a discussion than me talking
Got
at
it.
You. So. Today we are talking about...
Are you saying
about...
that I talk at you? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely talk at... You talk at us all the time. I'm joking. But...
Mindset, people. Mindset.
Today we're going to be talking about mindset, mostly business, but you could take some life lessons out of some of these, some nuggets of truth away and apply them to your life. But, you know, we do talk about it quite a bit at Fabicab. It's something that we joke about, but we had an intern early on, and he made the comment. He's like, man, I just really love the vibe around here. And we're like, we're a ton of misfits that said, you know what? We want to do things a little bit different. So from the beginning, we were very intentional about how coming to the workplace, what it looks like and how we want to interact with people that we actually probably spend more time with than our families. So if you're not right in your mind, then I would say the product or the service that you are putting out there is not going to be what you want. So we do make it very intentional, but we have 10 points that we talk that we'll want to talk about when we're speaking specifically about mindset. The first point is the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset, right? So in a growth mindset, that's somebody who is resilient to change, somebody that's really focused on evolution, like evolving with the company, looking for ways to just better. I remember early on, I used to say, we cannot plateau. When we plateau, then we've just kind of thrown in the towel. So stop trying to plateau. Always be in a posture of change. So that's the growth mindset. And then the fixed mindset. And that is just somebody who's just more static. They avoid change. They want to keep things the same as they have always been just because it's more comfortable. And they're not somebody who's looking for innovation, adaptability, and continuous improvement. So what are some things that you guys have felt or seen at Fabicab when we're talking about growth mindset versus fixed mindset?
Well, you know, one thing I want to point out, we spoke a little bit about this in the prior podcast, but a growth mindset in my mind, Josh, is like when you were writing the employee handbook the second week we're in business. You very much have a growth mindset for sure. You know, you're always looking 3 to 5 years ahead of time, and I understand that's part of your position. But what I think is very unique is having the ability to rally the team behind you on that, you know, and being able to articulate it to the other team members. I think that is as much as important as anything when you are trying to move the company forward in that growth mindset, is being able to paint a really good vision for the future. And I think it really gets a lot of people on board when you're able to articulate that very well like you do.
I appreciate it. But
I'll say, what a beautiful. Well,
thank you
did
so
you
much.
Record the, I'm
no,
glad this
I
is
mean,
recorded.
Wow.
So when you
yeah.
doubt yourself, you can play that back.
I know.
Yeah.
When I mess
yeah.
up,
when
you can be like, remember when
my...
I told you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. When do I get my accolades from Bobby? I'm looking forward to that day.
No, it's been intentional, I will say, by all of us, but intentional to not get stuck in a rut of, man, it was a lot of fun when there were six of us and we were all huddled around, you know, in cubicles in the middle of a room, and we were hiding under each other's desks and scaring
room.
Each other.
A small
and, like,
room.
it's, I mean, there are times where I'm like, wow, it was so much easier back then. So it's definitely intentional, and we've all had to pull each other out of that. And you guys have done that for me as well of times where I'm just like, this feels uncomfortable. Hey, we got to keep going. So. It goes both ways.
I was just going to say, I think, because I was kind of thinking about my position coming in to Fabicab just 1 year after it started, and you guys, you know, being the co-founders, and I just kind of thinking about how interesting it is depending on what step you come into a startup company. Because like you said, like at the beginning, we were in this very small room with just little cubicle walls, and we could hear everything that was going on everywhere. If you had to make a phone call, you had to go outside or you had to tell everybody else to shut up.
Yeah, right. I'm on a call. Be quiet.
Exactly.
Or, hey, what's the password
and
for the one shared? Oh. Yeah, the bathrooms were a mess.
That was an issue. For the one shared what?
Well, I said, or we'd be shouting amongst each other like, hey, what's the password for our Dropbox account? Because we only have one and we all share it.
That's right. So, but like, it's interesting to think about where you come into a startup. I kind of still consider ourselves a startup. I think by technical terms, we are, right? I mean, we're in year 9, so technically still a startup. But when you come in more towards the beginning, it's like you're conditioned to, you have to change. You have to have a growth mindset. Otherwise, you got to get out. You know, there's no room at the beginning of a company for somebody to have that stagnant mindset.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your company will fail immediately. And so I feel like all, you know, all of us have had to have that growth mindset at the beginning. But then I feel like with being here for that amount of time as well, it can get easy, just like you said, it can get easy to get stagnant.
Yeah.
Because one, you're like, well, it's not the same, or blah, 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 even though you love all the people you work with, but it's still like, it's not the same. But also it gets, it's a whole lot more comfortable now than it was back then. So it's easier to get stagnant because it's like, oh, we don't really need to grow. We're so much better than we were back then.
Right.
You know, back then we were like, we sold one cab and everybody, you know, we were celebrating and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we still celebrate all the wins.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's easy to get into that stagnant mindset sometimes just because you're just like, wow, I mean, when the getting is good type of thing,
right.
You know? So it's interesting thinking about that in general.
Yeah, the one thing I want to kind of say to everybody in the audience that I think might help some startups out there, some businesses that are still young. I think it's really important to know your place in the company. I tell you that because everybody here that knows us well, I'm the tightwad in the company. And Josh is the one that don't mind spending the money.
It's just
my nickname. What's my nickname, Bobby?
I call him Versace. Everything is Versace. When he, when we're remodeling the bathrooms, if I'd done it, we're doing Subway white tile, and he's doing, granite flown in from Italy,
Whatever.
But I think the main point here, Josh, that I really want to tell some of our listeners out there that I wish that somebody could have told me, and could have coached me a little bit in the beginning is, there were many nights that I felt very uneasy because you've always had a little bit more growth mindset than me, Josh, and meaning that you've had, Brittany, our director of business, run numbers and be very methodical in the moves that we make, but at many, many times, I'm okay to admit that I was very nervous about it. Josh, we as a company needed to spend a few $100,000 on some new equipment or something like that. And I was always the guy that was like, hey, man, let's hold out. Let's try to find some used equipment. And, Josh,
let's go to
one
Facebook
day,
Marketplace.
Yeah. 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 And Josh, I can remember it very, very well. And I don't even know if you'll recall this, Josh, but I remember us having a really good heart to heart one night, one of the many late nights we had before we left. We were the last ones here. And you just said, Bobby, listen, man, you have got to trust me. I'm not going to make a move for the business that is not, methodical, and that you've always done a really good job of working with our director of business and making sure the numbers make sense. But I just want to let everybody know out there, it's have that good balance. Okay to question.
For sure.
I love to question Josh of, hey, are you sure we can afford that? But, if you want to speak a little bit about that, Josh, I think that's really important for a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I think it's when you have someone, as you've said, like with my rose-colored glasses, like I am just like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be great, like we need to do this, we need to do that. It is great to surround yourself with people. Brittany, as Bobby has referenced her, our director of business, she's even more of a tightwad than Bobby is, and so I know that I have to go to her and have a case to say, hey, I want to do this, and I know you're gonna have to try to find the money, or we're gonna have to do something different, but here's why I believe it's something that we need to do. So what it does for someone like me is kind of rein me in to say, hey, if I can't articulate what it is that I'm looking to do, or if I can't explain it, then it's probably something that we should not be doing. So as Bobby's pointed out, it's really, really great to have a balanced team. You have too many crazy dreamer people, then it's going to be out of control. So yeah. I do think that's something that some intentional, some unintentional personalities have been collected to create that. But I'm liking this podcast. I feel like, thank you for all it's the compliments. Good. This is good. Yeah. Thank you.
I
like it.
That's why you like it.
I do.
I was going to say this is good information.
No, it is good.
No, yeah. Josh just loves the ego trope.
It's been great. But that's our first one. Growth mindset versus fixed mindset. I want to keep us going here. We got 10 to go over. The second one to me is probably one of the most important pieces, and it is resilience in the face of challenges. And when you are building a business, or you're just in business in general, or you're just going to work, if you're not resilient to change, then you probably need to get an at-home job that involves no one other than you, because that's the only constant in life in general, is that there's going to be change. So what do you guys see as it relates to Fabicab? Like, what are some things that have been good to get our team prepared? Because I feel like, and we'll see in later in the podcast, some of the tech times that Bobby does with our team is we literally just put challenges in front of them, and then we have them talk their way out of it. How can they serve the customer by figuring out what the problem is? So what do you guys see in that? Resilience in the face of challenge.
Yeah, Josh, one of the examples that I'm going to tell you, and it's going to be more on the resilient side. Something I very much learned early on is, me being on the sales side more than anything, in the very beginning, going and knocking on all these doors throughout the whole United States, as you know, that I'd done. There were many, many, many nights that I would get back to the hotel after getting my butt handed to me all day, literally going to,
and that's lonely different, on the road. Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
It's very lonely. It's very, if you're not careful, you can find yourself beating yourself up quite a bit. And what I want to talk about, at least in my line and what I'm responsible for on the sales part, is there's a really great saying or quote that I'd like to talk about. It's probably my favorite ever, and it goes right in with resilience. And for me, it's from Estee Lauder, which is the makeup company. And
he loves this quote.
Yeah.
Loves it.
The quote says this: when I thought I couldn't go on, I forced myself to keep going. My success is based on persistence, not luck. So I tell you that because I guarantee you there's some people out there today listening to this that feel like that today.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can tell you is you have to have a good team around you. One thing I used to love is when I'd get back to the hotel, if I felt like I got my butt handed to me, I'd pick up the phone, I'd call Josh, and I'd say, hey, man, and no matter if he was home with his family, he'd answer, hey, how's things going out in Colorado? Rough day today, man. Don't worry about it. You'll get it tomorrow. I think that is so, so important for all of your team members.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody to pick you up, dust you off, smack you on the butt, and tell you to go get it the next day.
Yeah, I agree for sure. You talk about sales, I know that we've told the sales team many times before, this goes along with the resilience part of, you will knock on 100 doors and you'll probably only get one person to talk to you. You have to be okay with that, and you have to know that you got to get up and do it again the next day. And that's hard. This is one of the hardest ones. It's important, but it's a hard one.
And what I like a lot about Fabicab is the fact that we share those challenges. We have our weekly sales meetings, and we also have a quarterly like corporate huddle as well, where we share that information with one another. So we get to share in those challenges with one another, and that only helps us be better as a team.
Yeah.
Because you never know what type of idea can come from, where. So I just think it's very important to share and learn and grow in those things together. Because when Bobby's on a site survey, for example, and he runs into something, you know, I may run into that exact same thing later on. And if he shares that with me, that's a very small example, but he shares that with me, I'm prepared for that the next time. But it's all about, I like what you said, Bobby, about having people to bring you back up, because Lord of mercy, it knocks you down sometimes.
It does.
So you got to have people who you enjoy being around that'll bring you back up.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. That's good. Okay. So the third one.
Ooh, and what? I will say, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yep.
Because we're talking about the positive mindset contributes to the outcome. I am a huge proponent of, if you walk into a situation negatively feeling like it's going to go poorly, it will go poorly.
Yeah.
But if you walk in saying, I'm going to do my best, even I'm not even saying like next level positively, I'm just going to say, I'm going to do my best. And I just want to walk out just with some more information, you know, at least you have that mindset versus this is going to go terribly. You know, mindset's so important with that.
No, that's good. I agree. Awesome. Well, hey guys, the third one, we're talking innovation and creativity. So, here's one thing that I can tell you, when you're starting a business, that's all it is. It's just innovation, creativity constantly. But there comes a point where that could stop. And one of the things that we do here at Fabicab is, I know with my team specifically, and I've done it with Bobby's team as well, is we will go away. I have four directors that report to me. The four of us will go away for 3 days. We get an Airbnb somewhere and we just lock ourselves in and we just dream together for 3 days. We call it the summit. And then we've done it before with the sales team where the sales leaders and I will go away and we call it the sales summit. Like, hey, let's just dream. What could it look like if? And we just pose that question and then we just put a ton of things on the table and try to innovate new and creative ways. And so I would encourage people to try just making sure creativity stays at the forefront of discussion. But quickly, what are some things that the two of you have seen or experienced either within Fabicab or out of Fabicab?
For me, you know, and keep in mind, a lot of my answers throughout all these podcasts is going to be on the sales side a little bit more because that's the life I live in. But you know, you got to be different out there. And the one thing, you know, for us that really lets us stand apart from everyone else is we never try to be someone we're not. And, you know, I think that goes into the creativity and part of this is because when you're out there, yeah, you can make up a character that you're not. And I feel like a lot of companies do that, you know, versus I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what it is. And I can tell you if you call my phone, I'm going to answer it. You know, that is, in my opinion, the balance, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to creativity, it's not that you're building a character. You just have to create, who am I?
Right.
You know, who am I as a person that's going to call on this company? And how are we as a sales group going to represent Fabicab? And Zara will back this up. I tell everybody that comes to work here, we hired you for a reason.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to be anybody that you're not.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Additionally, just to kind of add to that, I think because something that goes along with this is the ability to question the status quo. And this ties into the growth mindset versus static mindset and being willing to challenge and say, hey, why do we do it like that? You know, and it's not a challenge to the authority. It's simply a question of, hey, help me understand why we do it like that. And just that question alone might make it so that, you know, maybe that director in that role thinks about that, you know, they may already have the answer fully fledged out, of course, but they're also, let's be real, there are times where it's just like, well, that is how we've done it and it's worked. Why has it worked though? Let me walk that back a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it gives us the opportunity. And I've been asked certain questions, you know, in the sales department from sales reps asking, you know, why do we do it like that? And it's just like, oh, let me think about that for a moment so I can give an actual answer. But
there
true,
is no
like,
because I said so.
Answer. Yeah, no, yeah. I hate that answer.
Yeah.
I hate it so
yeah.
much. So I think questioning the status quo is really, really important within that creativity and thinking outside the box. And I feel like we have a lot of very creative people in that way on our team that can think outside the box and really come up with some really cool ideas. And I also think that the leadership here at Fabicab is very good at taking that in. Now, it may be they take that information in and maybe the process doesn't change because there is really solid reasons for having it the way that it is, but there's definitely not, I'm definitely not scared to come to Bobby and say, hey, I was wondering, you know, what if we did something like this? You know, Bobby's going to have a conversation with me or Josh, you know? So I think we have a really good culture with that in general. And I think it's so important as a company grows. So, yeah.
Well, no, I think that's good. We encourage it from our customers, right? Like people want to solicit feedback, but we actively seek, what did you not like? Like what didn't work? Because there might be potential for us to change. And that can be a risky game in a lot of ways because, you know, if you take too much feedback, you could overcorrect in one way or the other. So I just have always felt like the more information we can solicit from not only staff, but also customers, the better we're going to be, right?
Yeah.
No qualms about, I've never done this before. I've not led a company this big. You know what I mean? Like we're all evolving in this together. But it just takes everybody knowing that they have the ability to be creative in this space. And there may be sometimes that you can't. And if you're a good leader, you can explain like, hey, here's the vision behind that. This is why it's not going to work, right? So when you talk...
And if you think...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, when we talk risk, right, that leads us into our fourth point, which is the risk-taking portion of business. I can tell you guys, you know me well enough, I typically am not a huge risk taker, but I've learned that in business, I have become quite a risk taker, as Bobby has seen a lot of times because of my gut, but most of the time because of data, you know, I try to, you know, back up what I'm saying with some type of fact. But what do you guys see? What's something that's been interesting to you in this journey with Fabicab as it pertains to risks, either personally or what you've seen from the business side of things? Zara, you seem to have something. Let's start with you.
Well, just because I look at all three of the people on this call and just think like the risks we all took to come and work at Fabicab, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was risky, you know, when Josh took me to that Applebee's very classy and said, hey, you want to work for my company? I said, wow, we can afford Applebee's. All right.
Yeah.
And we had to order off the lunch menu, you know. So I think it's just interesting to think that coming on at the beginning, you had to have at least a bit of risk mindset.
Yeah.
Otherwise you would have never come on to Fabicab and you,
that's right.
Or you certainly would not be here today. Most definitely.
Yeah. Something I wish that I would have heard on a podcast of all the podcasts I listened to. And I can honestly tell you, I've never heard this before. That's why it's very important for me to say this right now. Josh had to remind this to me a few different times over our 9 years of working really hard here. In the beginning, because we had our names on the loans and so forth, that I felt that everybody should be so concerned and work till the all hours of the night to make sure that goes. And I think it's really important to talk about the people out there that, you know, talk to everyone out there, no matter if you're starting a lawn mowing business or whatever business you're starting is, hey man, you can have fantastic employees, But at the end of the day, they want to go home to their families at the end of the day. And not everybody is expected, I will say, expected, or is going to work all night to make sure that we're making the nut for the month. You know, Josh, you want to articulate that?
Yeah,
anymore?
I think I know where you're going. Like we've talked about this, I remember, several times. For especially in the early days, I remember that, yeah, it was risky for us in a lot of different ways than it was for the staff. But I remember when we would have discussions, I would say, but it's still a risk for them. Their risk is just completely different, right? They risk leaving a job that had a steady 401k full benefits to come to a startup that had none of that for less money than they were making. So yeah, they were taking a risk, but theirs was very different than what our risk looked like. And so I think it's just wise to kind of acknowledge what everybody's risk tolerance is, and acknowledge the fact that everyone is in risk when you're in any type of a business, right? Like, and if we all take ownership over that and we help each other and guide each other, then the risk seems less scary, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, no, that's good. I appreciate that. Number five, guys, let's talk about customer-centric mindset. That is something that, you know, for me, one of my biggest pet peeves is companies that say, we've got great customer service. Great. I can't stand empty, hollow promises like that. I want you to show me. And that's something that Fabicab has been very dedicated to, is like, we will show people what customer service is. We call it customer experience around here because it needs to be an actual experience. It is an elevator interior. So it, you know, but it can still be a positive and delightful experience when you're buying an elevator interior. But what is something that stands out to you when we talk about customer service or customer experience, the mindset?
Yeah, I'll quickly touch on two things. So one, when we were thinking about really how to build that customer experience, so we have a customer experience manager. That is their role. And their whole role is to ensure that the customer's experience is a delightful one.
Yeah.
And so much so that we do, like, you know, welcome kits. So when somebody buys their first interior from us, they get this welcome package, which has a note in it and with its, you know, own personalized little stuff in it and a little gift box and stuff like that. And so we wanted to create this delightful experience that, hey, when you get to your office one day, you're going to have this box that's labeled with Fabicab, and then it's going to have all these fun treats in it so that you know your journey has started with Fabicab. And so I think I love how much Fabicab focuses on that. And I also think Fabicab started by having a customer-centric mindset, something I talk about a lot when I'm in the field talking with potential new customers, is the fact that Fabicab started by taking technicians and salespeople and all kinds of people in the elevator industry out to lunch and asking them, what do you like and what do you not like about the industry and about elevator interiors? And by doing that, that's how Fabicab was built.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, the way that we... the type of hardware that we have, the way that we do things, that was all built around being customer centric. And what I always tell people, I said, we actually asked them what they wanted instead of telling them what they want.
Yeah.
And I think that's for you to grow exponentially and to continue that growth, you have to be able to ask those questions and be able to take that feedback. And let me tell you, you also got to be able to hear when your baby's ugly, because it's not fun to hear that your baby's ugly. But you got to be willing to hear that. I'm not very good at hearing when my baby is ugly, whatever baby it
is.
Josh will tell you in a heartbeat. Zara is working on it. She's working on it.
She just shuts down. She just looks at you and just like, are you done?
I go quiet. I'm like, I'm processing that you called my baby ugly.
No, I think that's really good. I think you're right. It's something that we've taken very serious and been very intentional about here at Fabicab. So I think it's definitely an intentional mindset that you have to remind yourself of frequently, because we can get stuck in our worlds a lot of time and we're like, wait, we're serving customers here. So
that's right.
Not ourselves.
That's right.
I would say, you know, the next point, and I know I'm skipping Bobby, I'm just trying to keep it going.
Yep.
This to me is one that I think you can speak to really well. It's the adaptability and flexibility that you have to have when, not just in business, just dealing with people in general. Can you speak to that and what you've experienced here at Fabicab and what that's been like for you?
Cool. I'll talk about the adaptability. One thing I do, I want to mention one thing that we at Fabicab have done a really good job, and I'm going to put this out there for anybody starting a business out there. Here's the way you need to view your customer. Don't view them as a one-night stand. View them as you're looking for a long-term relationship.
Wow.
I just want to let you know that.
That's
life lessons,
that's
too.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. And I'm going to tell you this. Treat them as such.
Yeah.
Because they want
to take
love.
Them out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the adaptability and flexibility, you know, what I'm going to tell you once again in the sales side of it, you have to be okay with, you're supposed to be 4 hours away for a meeting at 10 a.m. and your customer calls because they had a fire that they had to go put out with one of their customers. And instead of saying that day is shot, you have to get your mindset right and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and drive 2 hours south of here, go meet another customer for lunch. And you have to be able to, I kind of think of it as a football player, as they're running down a line and they're getting bumped, but no matter what, they may get spun around, but they continue to run forward. And I truly believe that is what has kept at least all of our, you know, everybody here at Fabicab, all the staff. We have a very unique ability through leadership, and we have been shown this, to take the hit, spin off, and keep running forward.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has it been like, woo, guys, it's going to be a late night tonight and tomorrow?
Yep.
You know, nobody barks at that. They're like, yep, let's do it. You got to adapt.
Yep.
You know, if everybody's united in what the cause is and what the purpose is, I believe that that's the important part when you consider adaptability and being flexible. But Zara, talk to me. This is an evaluation for myself and Bobby. Talk to us about...
I love critiquing. I'm ready. I was born for this.
She doesn't like to take critiques, but she gives them
freely.
That's right.
Freely.
Yes.
But talk to me about our seventh principle here that we're talking through, and it's leadership and team dynamics. Mm. What is something that you think is important for people to know just in business in general, like when we're talking about leadership, team dynamics, what's
speak
that look like?
Speak freely, Z.
Speak freely. I'm going to speak as if you're not here.
Do it.
All right.
I'll close my eyes.
You can still hear me.
Okay, that's right.
I don't know if that's how that works. the leadership determines the team dynamics. Yes, you can have a one-off person that can throw off the team dynamics. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That does happen. But it starts at the head. And if the head is, you know, off, askew, toxic, whatever, you cannot expect the team to be functioning well. You cannot.
You've told me I'm a little off askew.
turned a few funny turns, I think, maybe sometimes. But
no, I'm joking.
So leadership and promoting the type of, and we talked about this a little earlier, that basically the collaboration, being willing to take in ideas, being willing to take in feedback, you know, me being able to talk with Bobby through things. If you guys are not doing well, and this is why I'm glad that you guys do your kind of your leadership summits, your leaders lunches and things like that, because you guys get to, I feel like the leadership also does a good job of keeping each other in check and being like, why you think that way? Why are you doing that way you doing it? You know, and to have somebody doing that for you is of course, like I said, I give it freely, but
it's always with the best intention.
Always. I never do it to tear people down. I don't think. I try my best.
Honestly, I think that is the key when you're talking about any type of feedback. I think the key is knowing the other person's intention and having full trust in it.
Yes.
So I think that's a huge
100%.
Piece.
Yes.
No matter what level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Intention is huge. I'm going to talk a little bit about the leadership because I haven't always been, and I'm still not in my mind, the best leader I can be. I'm working on it continuously. When we first started the company, I was a manager, not a leader. Josh will back this up. He will tell you that 100%. I came from old school. I came from the factory mindset. You know, I worked at General Motors for many years, and it was, you know, I don't care about your opinion. This is what I tell you to do. We talked a little earlier about because I said so. I used to be because I said so guy. And what I'm going to attribute the number one thing to this that I want to really speak to everybody out there, whether they're driving down the road, is get somebody you can be honest with, man. The thing that I love, you know, even though me and Josh are business partners and I do report to Josh, we're able to have some really hard conversations that, quite frankly, there's days I drive home that I didn't really like what he said to me. It was true, but
he called your baby ugly.
Hey, but you have to have that open communication because I can tell you this, I am a way better leader than I used to be only because Josh is comfortable enough to say, Bobby, you didn't handle that the best way, and I'm going to give you some advice of what I would do. You know, and we give that right back to each other.
Yeah.
But I'm letting you know that you got to be okay with that. You cannot be that, oh, they do no wrong and all that. When you have your leaders in the company and you see that they're not doing the right thing, you have to be okay with not only taking constructive criticism, but you have to be okay with giving it out. You know, and Josh hit the nail on the head. The reason that I never, ever, ever get offended, and either one of us, we've had many discussions of this, we know what our intentions are.
Yeah.
I'm only telling you this, Josh, because I want the best for our company.
Right.
You know.
No, I think that's good. And I think, you know, leadership is obviously something that I love talking about. And we talk about leadership and management, the dynamic or the differences between the two frequently with the team. And, you know, it's just something that I think that if you know the person and you trust them, you can check your ego at the door. That's leadership. Is hey, how can we be in relationship together? We need to get to the top of that mountain. It's my job to kind of give you the vision, but you got to tell me what tools we need to get to the top of that. And so I just kind of approach it from that side of things. So everyone in an organization is a leader and is as important as the next person. So I could talk on that one all day, but we'll move on. Number 8, goal setting and achievement. I would say Bobby needs to speak to this one because leading the sales team, he's setting goals all the time and is a rock star at getting the team to achieve those. So Bobby, talk to me about what goes into and what's important about in a sales rep having a goal in mind. What's hoping to drive them when we're talking about mindset?
So the first thing I will tell everybody is you're absolutely silly if you think that everyone on your sales team should have the same goal. There is so many different personalities out there. They are in different levels of being with the company and learning and so forth. And I think what it is really evaluating your teammate and having some great conversation, pushing them a little bit. You know, we set our goals to push them a little, but we never set our goals to be unachievable. That does no one any good.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
So I think you have to know your team members. You have to be able to speak freely and explain, hey, Zara, here's your new goal. I know you're freaking out right now, but let's talk about how I think you can get there. And I think if you do that and you really care and take the time to dissect each individual rep as to where they are, you're going to be way ahead of it.
Well, and it's that saying of if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? Like, you got to have a goal. You got to make sure you're working towards something, that you're wanting to achieve it. That goes into the whole mindset of keeping people moving forward, regardless if it's sales or not. You just got to keep people motivated. I had to do it with my kids, right? You brush your teeth every day this week, you get a lollipop. Well, that's probably counter.
Yeah, counterintuitive.
Yeah, but still, you see my point, right? You got to keep moving. But all right, guys, we have two points today. We've been talking about mindset, how it relates to business and life. We have 2 points left, and I want to get to those really quickly as I know we're running out of time. But the ninth one on our list is embracing learning and development. What do you guys feel like that does for the mindset if you can prioritize those two things? What's that look like for you?
Z, go ahead. I think you're great to speak of this.
Oh, wow. In 2024.
That means he's got nothing, so you go.
In 2024, if you are not learning and growing with all the technology that's out there and how easy it is to learn and grow, we joke about YouTube University and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you are not learning and growing, your company will die.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's it.
It'll be different times for every company, but it will die.
Yeah.
Because somebody will come along and they will do it better.
Yeah. No.
And so I just think it continuing, and it all goes back to your mindset, being willing to take in feedback and be able to grow from that. That just, it keeps going back to that point. Take it in and keep going.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Done.
Learn, dummy. All right, our last point, it's been quite a journey, but our last point is, and positive workplace culture. So that is definitely something that
we fail terribly at all the time.
But we have a lot of fun learning, evolving, and growing in that, because it changes as the numbers of employees change. It's something that we've had to also change, especially we have people who don't work here every day. They're remote, or they work in an office outside of here in Indiana. And so how do you make them feel a part of an organization and a culture? So it's something that we work at all the time, but what's something that you guys feel is important for folks out there to understand when you're thinking about the mindset of a business? What does the culture or the workplace environment, how does that play into your growth as a business leader?
Bobby, I'm gonna put it to you.
I love
that
you guys
something
just
that you talk
it.
That you talk about a lot, and that's Bobby gets so wickedly stoked. I mean, beyond wickedly stoked. And he has a catchphrase. And Bobby, and Josh knows exactly this catchphrase. And Bobby, you'll have to say it.
No,
but
say
he gets
it,
so
Z.
Stoked.
Tell him.
You see that? You see that? I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Getting goosebumps.
Right now.
Getting goosebumps.
Getting goosebumps right now. But he gets so excited when somebody tells him, man, I can just feel how passionate you are.
Yeah.
That is like the number one compliment that you can give Bobby. I can feel how passionate you are. And I feel like, and Bobby, just talk about that for a second.
So first of all, you know, the number 10 is positive workplace culture. And there's many things that factor into that. I'm going to go first as an overall company, and then I'm going to back it down to the sales department. So the overall company, one thing that Josh does a really good job at, and I thought it was ridiculous in the beginning, but it has really been so beneficial, is we have a monthly meeting, and we'll fly our remote people in for it. It's very, very important that Josh wants everybody in here. Me, on the other hand, I'm a sales guy. I want them out on the road. I never understood the true reason why he wanted that, but I think it sums it up in he wants to put that culture out there in a positive culture. Let everybody come with some concerns they got or questions. Everyone is being heard. On the sales side of it, here's what I'm going to tell the sales professionals out there, and I really want you to hear me on this. You heard me earlier tell you that early on when I was out on the road, that I would, many nights I would go back to the hotel late and I'd feel like I got my butt handed to me that day. Josh picking up my phone call and talking to me and encouraging me put a positive vibe for me to be able to go to bed and get back up at 5:30 the next morning and hit it. And I will say this, shame on the sales leaders that are out there today that don't want to answer their phone at 9:00 at night when one of their sales members calls. It's so easy to forget what that feels like. And if you want, you know, at least for me, Josh, in this example of speaking of this, you know, if you want to create a positive culture, and I'm speaking more on the sales side, is don't forget what that feels like, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget what that feels like to feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody cares. Everybody's at home with their family. That's why I will never not answer my phone in the evenings. Now, my wife don't always love it, but I will never not answer my phone because I know how that feels. And Z, I've answered your phone call a couple times. You know, do you want to speak how that made you feel, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it definitely made it feel like I can rely on, and I've called Josh too.
Yeah.
when it's real tough and there's, you need something. You gotta have something from a person that you work with, and that understanding. It means so much to know. Bobby knows I'm not gonna call him at 9:00 in the evening just to have a little fun chat. You know, he knows I'm calling because probably something's wrong. Or there's an emergency something. So you know, it's incredible to have people who will pick up. And I think I was just going to say, I think your company culture, that should be the positive company culture should be tangible. I'm going to give a quick shout out to our podcast producer, Juan. He's great. He thinks we're great. He thinks we're funny because we have that positive, company culture that he enjoys, like, hanging out with us for the time that we chit chat about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that should be tangible, and people should want to be a part of that. And your business will continue to thrive.
That's right. That's right. No, I appreciate that. And you guys know that that's something for me that, I want FabCab to be that place. I want it to be, it's work, but at the same time, like, we do kind of see each other as family. And, you know, I give my mom credit. She was a very hospitable person. And I feel like I kind of latched onto that because I loved the way that my friends would say, oh man, when we go to your house, it's this, this, or this, right? And I want that to be the same for our staff. Man, my experience working for FabCab was absolutely second to none. It was so different than anything I expected. And it's intentional. It's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time to make that happen. But it's not just me. It's our entire team saying, this is what we want and we're going to all work toward it. But, you know, yep. All in all, I think there are so many things that go into having a successful business. And in summary, I would say that mindset influences the way that individuals approach challenges, opportunities, relationships in the business world. Whether it's fostering innovation, embracing change, or building a positive organizational culture, cultivating a mindset that aligns with business objectives is crucial for long-term success. I hope that somebody found some benefit in what we talked about today. We're so thankful for our listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, guys, we will see you then.
Shake and bake.
That concludes another fabulous ride on the Going Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed the elevator tales, expert insights, and the unique camaraderie that makes our show a standout in the podcast world. If you've got your own elevator stories to share or questions about the vertical world, don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@fabicab.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, keep reaching for new heights, stay uplifted, and remember, when life takes you down, there's always an elevator to bring you back up. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next floor.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.